I'm Marco Werman. You're with The World. Latin America was once a bastion of Catholicism, but evangelical Christianity has been making huge inroads. A big part of its appeal is the belief that faith reaps economic success. It's an idea known as the prosperity gospel, and in Guatemala, one small mountain town is held up as proof that it works. Amy Bracken paid a visit.
It's a weekday morning in Almolonga, so you'll find men at loading docks rushing to transfer vegetables from small pickups to a fleet of 10-wheelers. The Greens will take the day-long trip to markets in El Salvador and from there across Central America. This is why Almolonga is famous, according to its mayor, Pedro Gonzalo Siquinayac.
Por eso se le llama que es la hortaliza de América, ¿verdad? Porque acá
our town is known as the Garden of the Americas, he says. 80% of the residents plant greens because the earth is so good. The Garden of the Americas might be a stretch. Almolonga is a humble-looking, flood-prone town of 25,000. But in evangelical circles, Almolonga and its giant carrots have taken on mythical proportions with their story of redemption. A few decades ago, locals say, the produce here was piddling. The jails were full and drunks stumbled through the streets. Now there's peace and lots of produce. I think it's because of God, the mayor says. Siquinayac is evangelical, as is most of the city council. In a town that used to be entirely Catholic, he says there are now at least 25 evangelical churches. On a Tuesday evening, men in suits and women in their best embroidery file into this church. It's brightly lit, and the yellow walls are decorated with the flags of countries the pastor has visited. As fireworks explode outside, an MC announces the entry of church VIPs who stride up the aisle to applause. The energy builds with singing, choreographed dancing, and bottles of Gatorade passed down the rows. It's a clear departure from the past and from what many call a curse that they say still grips the next town over, Sunil. Sunil is largely Catholic and also host to a Mayan shrine where visitors feed alcohol to the mannequin effigy of a spirit. And yet, Sunil, too, is bursting with beautiful, big vegetables. So what is going on here? I stop at a family farm across the town line. Instead of a scarecrow, a cross made of corn husks looms. It was erected by Domingo Tumacac Garcia, who I find weeding. He's a devout Catholic, so I ask what he thinks of Almolongan's belief that their land is blessed. He says both towns have the same rich volcanic soil, but he thinks it's true that in a way, faith might be giving Almolonga a boost.
The evangelical churches have support from other countries, so maybe over there they have that support for exporting or providing jobs, but here in Sunil, we don't have that.
While Almolonga exports in bulk to El Salvador, Sunil struggles with high supply, low demand, and low prices. Tumacac Garcia says one town has gotten it together and the other hasn't. In Almolonga, there does seem to be an openness to the outside world. Pastors boast of travels overseas and host special guests from the U.S. and South America. And there are clear links between the evangelical church and the export business, both of which are booming. Take Pastor José Silverio Sánchez. I meet him in his latest church-to-be. He's a former businessman who 46 years ago established a market in El Salvador for Almolongan veggies. He was then reborn and became an operator in the evangelical world, opening new churches in a network founded by a famous pastor known as Cash Luna. Silverio Sánchez talks about Almolonga's rebirth in biblical terms.
El pueblo estaba en extrema pobreza.
The town was in extreme poverty. There was alcoholism, adultery, witchcraft, and sorcery. The streets were a mess. The vegetables were tiny. Now the carrots are so big, the cabbage, etc.
Those vices that supposedly dominated the old Almolonga, especially alcoholism, come up a lot here. among evangelicals who have sworn off booze and complain that Catholics are too permissive. For another perspective, I visit Almolonga's Catholic church, where I find Marcos Carrillo. He's the caretaker and a devout Catholic who lives on church grounds with his children. I ask about the notion that Catholics drink too much.
Pues sí, es que en la iglesia como que dice hay libertad, ¿verdad? No se les trata de.
In this church there is liberty. They're not trying to reprimand people. That's what the evangelicals do, saying God will punish you or something. But here people take advantage of the liberty. So now the idea is to explain that alcoholism doesn't just affect the one person, but it affects the family and society at large.
There are still some drinkers in Almolonga. There's still poverty and sickness, and the occasional flood. But evangelicalism has given many of the town's residents a powerful identity, one that makes them think the answer to any ongoing problems is simply more of what they've already got, evangelical faith. For The World, Amy Bracken, Almolonga, Guatemala.